Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Courage and Clarity podcast. This is your host, Steph Crowder, and I am so excited to welcome you to today's episode. I have a very special guest with me today. Before we get to her, this is the podcast that's designed to help you with building the head and heart of entrepreneurship. So on this show, we really explore both sides of that coin. What does it take to earn an independent living doing something you love with an online business, helping people all around the world, and getting to live out the life of your dreams in the process? So we talk about the inspiration that's required, having the, you know, the longevity and the stamina to keep going, even when it's really tough, when it's uncharted territory, but then also the instruction, providing the strategy and the clarity and the wisdom required to actually build this thing one brick at a time, right? And so today's episode is no different. I am bringing on one of my clients and a good friend of mine because we are enrolling for the Messy Middle Mastermind. So you can head to stephcrowder.com/mastermind to learn all about this program that we're going to be talking about today. Our next cohort is enrolling here, and we're going to hear a lot more about what it's all about and what kind of results are possible, because today we are talking to Amanda Bolin, who I always call Bo.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for having me. And it's just so fun that our paths have crossed after, like, we're talking like 10 years. We first met in Chicago at Goddess and Grocer in River North. So
yes, I'll never forget it.
I know.
I give you a lot of credit for pushing me over the edge. I was getting ready to quit my job and I was
like, do it.
Totally terrified. And you were like, I'll never forget. You said, you got one foot on the dock, one foot on the boat, and you're waving back and forth. You're going to fall your butt in the water if you don't just push off from the shore. And that's exactly what I did. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I like got goosebumps. So Amanda Bolin, but my friends and people call me Bo, and I love it since, oh gosh, high school. I do a couple different things. I do sales training for startups, tech startups, early stage, but B2B software. And then I also, my baby pride and joy is my program called Simplify. And I really help business owners who are in the solopreneur stage that need help cleaning up their systems, cleaning up their processes. Maybe they need to hire a virtual assistant to help scale their time, but they basically tapped out their time and energy and they've tapped out how much they can scale because they're just strapped in terms of the time and energy. So I help them in my program clean, declutter, streamline, all of that good stuff, and make it so that they can scale and grow their business.
It's amazing. And also, you have had a very successful podcast that's been out there for 10 years, right? Tell us a little bit about She Did It Her Way.
Yeah. So some people might recognize the name from She Did It Her Way, which is a podcast that I ran for about 7 years. I think it was 2014 through 2021. And it started out as a passion and then it grew into this helping women leave corporate America, change jobs, like start their own online business. And yeah, it was, you know, looking, I'm not someone that is really great at celebrating successes in the moment. Usually it happens when I look back. And I know we were talking at another point in time of, you know, it would get like 70 to 90,000 downloads in a month. And I don't think I realized at the time how incredible and mind-blowing that level of listenership was. And so, yeah, it was beautiful. We produced over 400 episodes. And that's like a whole other journey conversation that we could talk about in terms of like when you know it's time to move on. You just know. And so when I pivoted from She Did It Her Way, I took like a year and a half off from being out publicly, online business, Instagram, all of that. I kind of went into a cocoon and then I really got aligned with where my passion is and what I love to help business owners with. And it's really in that let's declutter, organize, streamline space.
Yeah. And I wanted to, you know, ask about your experience running that podcast specifically because you are like no newbie to entrepreneurship. So we were laughing about this actually earlier today. We were like, me and Bo are like digital dinosaurs. We both are like,
oh my gosh,
grandfathers of online business. We've been doing this for like 10 years, right? And so with that, you have been around the block. You have a lot of experience. You've done different offers. You've produced over 400 podcast episodes. You've had 3 million downloads. What made you decide to join the Messy Middle Mastermind, even with all of that experience?
Oof, that's a good question. I think for me as a business owner, I just kept hitting up against a ceiling. And during my formative years at She Did It Her Way, I was, as a person, in a headspace of like, I can figure it out. I can figure it out on my own. And I think that mentality can serve us and myself. Like it serves in different various capacities in a positive way. But on the flip side, it actually, I believe, stunted my growth and stunted my ability to actually gain full traction. And when I remember, like, I had just had my daughter, I was like 3 weeks postpartum. And I'm like, okay, I know I've got Simplify. I want to do this thing. And I'm like, you like popped into my head for some reason. I don't know why. I was like, Steph's always really good at like marketing, copywriting, all that. And I'm like, that's what I need. And I had reached out and then I started going down a rabbit hole and I was like, oh, Messy Middle. I'm like, that's right. She does Messy Middle. And then I started going down that rabbit hole and then I reached out and I was like, hey, can we do a one-on-one? And I think you either suggested Messy Middle or I suggested it. And I was like, oh yeah, 6 month mastermind, no brainer. Let's do it. And I think for me, it was like recognizing how important it is to have a container where you're getting feedback, accountability, and support along the journey of building a business. Because I had gone through launches, I had gone through creating digital courses. And I think while they were successful, it just never stuck. And it was easy for me to do something. It would be okay launch. And I'm like, well, that didn't work. So let me pivot. Well, that didn't work. Let me pivot. Versus what your program has helped me realize is like, we're in it for the long game and it's can be a slow build. Not that it has to be a slow build, but we're in it for the long game. And the thing that I love is like, there's so many different containers that I can get feedback on and coaching on that as long as I stay accountable to myself and making sure that I am using the, like taking full advantage of it, like, yeah, I feel like I just rambled, but there's just so many good nuggets of it. And I like was telling you earlier, I signed up in August and your doors didn't even open till when? September?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I had like four or five weeks of access to the content, which was a big benefit. I mean, in there, the Buzz Blitz that you gave, I had a launch that was coming up in early September before we even got together as a group before the mastermind started, but I had access to the content. So I was able to use all of the emails in this Buzz Blitz. And I think this is like 40 pages, I think. It's like crazy. I'm like, she's giving this, like what? I'm like, this is amazing. And I used those and I had like $3,000 to $4,000 launch, which I was like, that basically just two thirds paid for, you know, the investment into the mastermind. So
before we even started.
Before I even started. And I was like, I got 6 more months and like of coaching, like this is amazing. And that was just like, that was so helpful. Yeah, I could keep talking, but you tell me where you want me to go. Where do we want to go?
Well, you said something just now. I have quite a few questions for you, but you said something just now that I think is really helpful that, you know, people who are sitting here listening to this podcast thinking like, maybe I'll join the Messy Middle or I'm thinking about it and I want to know what it's like to be in this environment. You mentioned the different containers and different ways that we have receiving coaching. And I think that's really important because everybody assumes, and understandably so, that, you know, a weekly call, which we have in the Messy Middle, like, of course, that's great. You can envision what that's going to be like. You're going to get coached. Okay, cool. But if you can't come to the call or you've got something else going on, as you did actually this week, Bo, you came into our, we have like a get coaching channel on our platform where we all are together, our private platform. And you came onto that platform and said, hey, I'm not going to be able to come to the call this week, but like, here's what I want coaching on this week. So can you just kind of speak a little bit to the different, I always like to say that there are so many different ways to get coached in the Messy Middle. And I think that's one of those things that is a little hard for people to conceptualize until they've experienced. So what has it been like for you?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely someone that if I'm signing up for it, I want like, I wanted to take full advantage. And for, yeah, so you've got the private podcast, which is great. So if you can't make a live call, you can listen to it on the go, which I couldn't make yesterday. So I immediately started listening this morning when I was in the car. There's a get coaching and get feedback. And you can get coaching on anything once a week, and you can get feedback on anything once a week. So what I think is most important, shall I say, is that, and this is so me because it's a process system thing, is like every Friday, I have a reoccurring calendar block that has in the description, what are you getting coaching on next week? Mm-hmm. What are you submitting for feedback? And so I'm always living, like I have this repeatable routine that I'm constantly submitting to you. I'm making sure, okay, what am I asking this week? And I think that just having the space to do that in the messy middle is so huge. And then also as like an individual, making sure that you're creating the systems to take advantage of the coaching that you do get. And I like love it. So I try to submit my feedback. I like submitted a sales page to you earlier. And then like, I got feedback on it. So now I can take steps to go ahead and implement it. And I'm actually, and I know you've said this before, like I'm impressed that you can give as much as you give to all of us inside. And that to me, I think is amazing. And the other thing is you have this like training vault of so much stuff, which I like to look at as Netflix. So it's not, the goal isn't to just consume. It's to say, hey, I'm having this challenge. What module or lesson can I refer to in the training that I can go through that's helpful? So like having that support as well is really helpful.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So I want to talk a little bit about what you have achieved so far in the messy middle. And we're not even done yet. You know, this is February 8th. We have it like until mid-April. So we're really like two-thirds.
Thank goodness.
I know, right? And you're joining us for the next round.
Yeah, I am joining it for the next one. So really, I don't really have scarcity mindset because I'm like, I'm in it for the first 6 months beyond that. So
yes.
Yeah.
Tell us what you've been able to accomplish so far. I know there's a lot of different things we could talk about. Before we started recording, though, we talked about, this might be something that people have top of mind, charging more for an offer you ever have before. And the scaries that go into that and just like receiving support for your, it was your first four-figure offer. Is that right?
It was my first four-figure group program offer. And yeah, there's a lot of successes I feel like I've had that are like the intangible, the mindset, and then there's also the tangible. So like the most recent launch that I went through, I priced my program at $1,500 or four payments of $400. And I remember asking you because I was trying to like, it's a little bit of a new offer, but over the past 6 months, I've really consolidated my offers and I've like found the core offer, which is Simplify, the 12-month program. And I was like, oh my God, are people going to pay $1,500 for this? And like, people did. I had two people that paid and I was like, what? Like, yes, of course, my numbers, I'm like, oh, I wish I would have hit 5 or 10. But what I loved about it is I'm like, okay, I got two people and I got two people at a higher price point than I ever had before, which then just gives me more proof and evidence that it is possible and like makes me excited for the next launch. And also just having this, again, the support in between of like, okay, even though I'm not launching, it's what am I doing from visibility? What am I doing to grow my email list through Community Anchor? Am I getting the support of like planning the next launch? And I know, I think you said you're going to offer like a one-on-one for anyone who signs up early. So I'm not just saying this because Steph is my friend and we've known each other. I'm like, if you are thinking about joining, just sign up and get the one-on-one. Cause we did my one-on-one today and I'm like, holy smokes, like let's freaking go, you know? And that is just so valuable. Even though I was laughing and saying, I remember when I signed up in August, I was like, can I have my one-on-one next week? And you kind of like, I don't think you like totally responded. You're like, oh, we'll get to that. And I'm like, It's so smart because, like, here I am.
I knew
like,
you were going to want it. Yeah.
Well, and my brain was, like, freaking out. The primitive brain was freaking out because it wanted answers so, like, immediate. Yeah. And I'm just glad I waited. So it's, like, a whole, like, I just feel so nurtured and loved. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So, yeah, like, just I want to touch on that for a moment because I think people are typically very surprised at how much we can do in those bonus one-on-one. So, anyone who signs up before March 15th of the, 2024, you will get a one-on-one bonus with me that you can use anytime between now and the end of the mastermind in mid-October. So you got a long time to decide when you want to use it. And people will come to the call. I've literally had people come to the call and be like, I don't know how we're possibly going to answer all my questions. And then we get to the end of the hour and they're like, oh my God, I know exactly what I need to do. So, you know, we end up covering such amazing ground during these one-on-ones. But for you, Bo, today we talked about like turning something into a new paid live workshop and how that connects to your different offers. And so it's a really cool opportunity to just go deeper. You get so much support in a group setting. But for those of you who are really into the idea of that extra individualized like deep dive with me, it really is an amazing way to spend an hour together.
Well, the most amazing thing is it just requires anyone who's listening, is just you need to make the decision sooner. Like, it's not like it's more expensive or like more costly or higher price point to get it. You know, just decide. If I sign up early, do I get it? Yes, good.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Indeed.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like the other, and just even the coaching calls are 2 hours the mastermind calls 2 hours every week. Mm-hmm. They're in my calendar unless I have another client training. I'm going to it. And so that's like a third container that every week you're getting a touch point of feedback. And like, it's just amazing. And so as long as you have that built into your system and routine, like it's crazy. And it's not a race. That was probably like one of the growth mindset that I've learned is like, it's okay that you're taking consistent action. Yeah. It's not a race. It's really the goal is to like take consistent action, keep showing up. And like, I'm amazed at where I was 6 months ago to where I am now and the amount of clarity that I have for moving forward. Yeah. And so, yeah.
You're a mind reader because that was exactly what I was just going to ask you about. I was going to ask about clarity because when I think of you specifically, clarity is the word that comes to mind. I think where you are now and your even the way you described yourself and your offer at the beginning of this episode is very different than how you described yourself when we first started working together. So can you kind of speak to what's changed as far as the clarity piece?
Yeah. I mean, when I started, I had a 30-day group coaching offer that was around essentially teaching people how to take their goals, break them down, and then schedule them on their calendar, which I love. And I ran that like 3 times before we actually started working together. And it was the third time that I'm like, something's just not sitting right. And I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, okay, I'm not ready to launch that. But then from that experience, I realized that, okay, even if people can calendar block all of the stuff that they needed to do that's on their to-do list, the question is, should they actually be doing that? So then I launched another course that was called it is called Outsourcing Made Simple. And it teaches people how to use a VA and how to like identify things that they can outsource and how to get into the systems mindset and all that. And then as time progressed, I'm like, okay, if I have two offers, I have two funnels and then I have two marketing things. And I'm like, I don't want that. And so then I decided to put it into a 6-month package. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't feel right. Right. And so then where it landed, where it feels most aligned is in Simplify 12 months. You're a solopreneur. You are like totally capped out in terms of where you can grow, how you can scale, and you want some time back and or you also want to scale. And so like that's a progression. And I think if I was doing it by myself, I would have gotten too much into my head and probably have quit and or stalled out and not have seen as much growth and consistent action over time. I would have been like, oh, this is hard. And then I would have just been stewing in my head like I did when I ran She Did It Her Way. And I think that's exactly why it never got traction. Which She Did It Her Way is still out there. The podcast is live. Maybe it'll come back at some point, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And one thing that we talked about too this morning that I'd like to share here as well, because I think the other people out there in this boat, I shared with you this morning, Bo, that, and I relate to this too, this I think something we have in common is sometimes when you're good at a lot of things, it can be really hard to understand what your kind of special, unique thing is. And I think when you've been around the block for so long, I said to you this morning, I think in the past, you've maybe been a bit of a generalist. And lately, we've really, I think when I think about the feedback reviews that I've done for you specifically, I think one of the things we've been working on is helping you discover your secret sauce as a business coach. Like, obviously, there's a gazillion million business coaches, myself included, and we each really need to know, like, what do we bring to the party that sets us apart, that will help us magnetize those ideal clients? And I just look at you and think that it seems to me that you understand that about yourself much better than you did when you started.
Oh, excuse me. I had to take a swig of water there. Yeah, 100%. And I think it also, I've given, like, through the program, I've learned to give myself that permission and to lean into it, because I have been or had been such, like, a generalist up to that point. There's so many things that I'm good at. And now I'm like, okay, I'm good at that. I could teach that, but I'm not. Like, and just staying in my lane and having such stronger discernment and discretion around what is it, what is it not, and like being okay with, no, the program's not a fit for this person, or it is a fit for this person. And so it just makes it easier for me to get really excited about it too, because it's like so tightened up now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know who you're looking for and how you want to help them. And the audience is so much clearer as well.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah. And there's so many things.
Yeah, for sure. So as we kind of start to, you know, wind our conversation down, I want to think specifically about people who are listening. If they've listened this far in the podcast, are probably thinking about it, really curious about it, and really like weighing their options in terms of joining the mastermind. When you maybe think back to the version of yourself that you were when you were making this decision, you know, what would you say to somebody who's kind of trying to decide if this might be the right container for them?
I mean, my first default is like, if you're even considering, take that as a nudge to just do it and join it. That's kind of my default. I mean, for me, it was a no-brainer. I'm like, I've invested, oh gosh, like literally $80,000 in so many different things that like I never fully executed. And maybe that was a stage of life that I was in and the mindset. This by far is like the best value and the best one that I've ever joined. And so I think like if you're hemming and hawing, like you're going to go somewhere by the end of the 6 months. So I would not even worry about like if you're going to get from point A to point B. If the only thing, quote unquote, that you get in 6 months is clarity about your true next steps and alignment, like that is priceless, but it won't be the only thing that someone gets.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing all of this so openly and honestly. It's amazing and so helpful. Please, will you tell the good people where they can find you if they want to follow you and connect with you online?
Yeah, I am. You can head to attentionaudit.com, which, by the way, that's probably going to change at some point too, but not happening right now. attentionaudit.com, or you can head over to Instagram at Simplify with Amanda B for Bolin, which is Bo. So Simplify with Amanda B over on Instagram.
Amazing. Bo, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We're wishing you the courage and the clarity to go after what you love. Head to stephcrowder.com/mastermind to read all the details. Grab your spot. This mastermind absolutely does fill up. It sells out. So be sure to get your spot. I'd love to see your application, and I'll talk to you soon.